This is Vision for Christ, Toledo, Ohio, USA. My name is Tim Taylor. We desire that you will find Jesus through this broadcast. Surrender your life to Christ. Repent and dedicate your life to His service in a living, loving, active faith. First, please join with me in prayer to God through Jesus Christ. Father God, I want to praise and make the name of God Almighty and His only Son, Jesus Christ, great and powerful before all of the many people listening today. May the words that I speak be the right words to communicate the glory of Your one and only Son, Jesus Christ, who died to pay the penalty for sin for everyone who individually believes and trusts in the name of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of their sin. Give to each person listening the faith to trust in Jesus as their personal Lord and Savior, so they can know that through Jesus they have eternal life. Let the words of my mouth and the thoughts of my heart be pleasing in Your eyes, O Lord, my rock and the one who saves me. I make this prayer to our Heavenly Father in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. I want to let everyone know about our Vision for Christ website at gospel2africa.com. It works on your internet-enabled mobile phone as well as your computer. At that website, you can listen to past, present, and future programs. Pastor Terry Priestap and his wife Jean have written many Bible blog articles to help you in your Christian life. That website address is gospel2africa.com and our Facebook page, facebook.com/gospel2africa. We have internet links to African language Bibles on our Facebook page. You can find those at facebook.com/gospel2africa. Today on Vision for Christ, I will be talking about several topics found in 2 Peter, chapters 1 and 3. Peter was one of the original 12 apostles. He was with James, John, and the Lord Jesus on the Mount of Transfiguration, as recorded in Matthew 17, when the Lord's appearance changed miraculously into brilliant white and God the Father spoke to Jesus. Peter, though, would also deny Jesus, but later was forgiven and restored to fellowship by Jesus. Peter is a fine example of many of us. He stepped out of the boat to walk on the water at Jesus' command, yet spoke rashly when he should not have spoken while at the Last Supper. Like him, we have our ups and downs, but faith in Christ is the real deciding point that gives us our guarantee of heaven. Listen to the loving, powerful words that Peter wrote in his second letter to the early churches. Greetings from Simon Peter, a servant and apostle of Jesus Christ, to all of you who share in the same valuable faith that we have. This faith was given to us because our God and Savior, Jesus Christ, always does what is good and right. Grace and peace be given to you more and more, because now you know God and Jesus our Lord. Jesus has the power of God, and His power has given us everything we need to live a life devoted to God. We have these things because we know Him. Jesus chose us by His glory and goodness, through which He also gave us the very great and rich gifts that He promised us. With these gifts, you can share in being like God, and so you will escape the ruin that comes to people in the world because of the evil things they want. Because you have these blessings, do all you can to add to your life these things. To your faith, add goodness. To your goodness, add knowledge. To your knowledge, add self-control. To your self-control, add patience. To your patience, add devotion to God. To your devotion, add kindness toward your brothers and sisters in Christ. And to this kindness, add love. If all these things are in you and growing, you will never fail to be useful to God. You will produce the kind of fruit that should come from your knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. But those who don't grow in these blessings are blind. They cannot see clearly what they have. They have forgotten that they were cleansed from their past sins. My brothers and sisters, God called you and chose you to be His. Do your best to live in a way that shows you really are God's called and chosen people. If you do all this, you will never fall, and you will be given a very great welcome into the kingdom of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, a kingdom that never ends. You already know these things. You are very strong in the truth you have, but I am always going to help you remember them. While I am still living here on earth, I think it is right for me to remind you of them. I know that I must soon leave this body. Our Lord Jesus Christ has shown me that. I will try my best to make sure you remember these things even after I am gone. We told you about the power of our Lord Jesus Christ. We told you about His coming. The things we told you were not just clever stories that people invented. No, we saw the greatness of Jesus with our own eyes. Jesus heard the voice of the great and glorious God. That was when He received honor and glory from God the Father. The voice said, "This is my Son, the one I love. I am very pleased with Him." And we heard that voice. It came from heaven while we were there with Jesus on the holy mountain. This makes us more sure about what the prophets said, and it is good for you to follow closely what they said, which is like a light shining in a dark place. You have that light until the day begins and the morning star brings new light to your minds. Most important of all, you must understand this. No prophecy in the scriptures comes from the prophet's own understanding. No prophecy ever came from what some person wanted to say, but people were led by the Holy Spirit and spoke words from God. Okay, now let's turn over to 2 Peter chapter 3. Here, Peter writes under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit again about end times events, about the return of Christ and the apparent slowness of Christ's return to the earth. Here is 2 Peter, chapter 3. My friends, this is the second letter I have written to you. I wrote both letters to you to help your honest minds remember something. I want you to remember the words that the holy prophets spoke in the past, and remember the command that our Lord and Savior gave us. He gave us that command through your apostles. It is important for you to understand what will happen in the last days. People will laugh at you. They will live following the evil they want to do. They will say, "Jesus promised to come again. Where is He? Our fathers have died, but the world continues the way it has been since it was made." But these people do not want to remember what happened long ago. The skies were there, and God made the earth from water and with water. All this happened by the word of God. Then the world was flooded and destroyed with water, and that same word of God is keeping the skies and the earth that we have now. They are being kept to be destroyed by fire. They are being kept for the day of judgment and the destruction of all people who are against God. But don't forget this one thing, dear friends. To the Lord, a day is like 1,000 years, and 1,000 years is like a day. The Lord is not being slow in doing what He promised, the way some people understand slowness, but God is being patient with you. He does not want anyone to be lost. He wants everyone to change their ways and stop sinning. But the day when the Lord comes again will surprise everyone, like the coming of a thief. The sky will disappear with a loud noise. Everything in the sky will be destroyed with fire, and the earth and everything in it will be burned up. Everything will be destroyed in this way. So what kind of people should you be? Your lives should be holy and devoted to God. You should be looking forward to the day of God, wanting more than anything else for it to come soon. When it comes, the sky will be destroyed with fire, and everything in the sky will melt with heat. But God made a promise to us, and we are waiting for what He promised, a new heaven and a new earth. That will be the place where goodness lives. Dear friends, we are waiting for this to happen. So try as hard as you can to be without sin and without fault. Try to be at peace with God. Remember that we are saved because our Lord is patient. Our dear brother Paul told you the same thing when he wrote to you with the wisdom that God gave him. That's what he says in all his letters when he writes about these things. There are parts of his letters that are hard to understand, and some people give a wrong meaning to them. These people are ignorant and weak in faith. They also give wrong meanings to other scriptures, but they are destroying themselves by doing that. Dear friends, you already know about this, so be careful. Don't let these evil people lead you away by the wrong they do. Be careful that you do not fall from your strong faith, but grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Glory be to Him, now and forever. Amen. So, my radio friend, what will you do with Jesus? He died for you to remove your sin, to redeem your soul, and to make you ready for heaven when you die, or when Jesus Christ returns to bring home His believers. Will you be one of those believers when you die or when Christ returns? I hope you will choose faith in Christ today. And I am going to pray for each of you right now. I ask you to join me in this prayer to God. Father God, in the name of your one and only unique Son, Jesus Christ, I ask you to send your Holy Spirit to touch the heart and mind of every person listening to me right now. Cause them to desire to have their sins taken away, to have that penalty for sin removed, so that through the faith you give them, they may believe and have eternal, never-ending life, starting today, and have a close, personal relationship with you, Father God. Amen. Please get paper and pen ready to write down the address of Vision for Christ, so you may write a letter to us. The purpose of this program is to spread the message of what Jesus Christ has done for all people everywhere. We really enjoy reading your letters to us and encourage you to write to us at Vision for Christ, P.O. Box 265, Swanton, Ohio 43558, United States of America. Our internet address is gospel2africa.com. It works on your internet-enabled mobile phone and your computer. You can listen to past, present, and future radio broadcasts. We also have internet links to African language Bibles that are found on our Facebook page. We're on Facebook at facebook.com/gospel2africa. Our main website address is gospel2africa.com. I will repeat that address again in a moment in the event you were not able to write it down. We enjoy reading your letters of how these radio talks affect your life. If you have comments or questions about anything I have said, I invite you to write to us. Please use this address: Vision for Christ, P.O. Box 265, Swanton, spelled S-W-A-N-T-O-N, Ohio 43558, United States of America. Our internet address, gospel2africa.com, and that is gospel2africa.com. On Facebook, facebook.com/gospel2africa. Until the next broadcast, this is Tim Taylor praying the great blessings of God with joy and peace upon your life as you embrace Jesus Christ in a loving, intimate relationship. I leave you today with this text from 2 Corinthians 5:15. Christ died for all so that those who live would not continue to live for themselves. He died for them and was raised from death so that they would live for him.